We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Bob Pompiani with us for the whole show today. Let's talk NHL for a couple minutes. And we hear the wind chimes beautifully ringing at Bob's house. Bob, I don't know if I ever got your thoughts on this now that it's official that the NHL wants to go 24 teams in the entire format. It's still unclear to me what's going to happen in the seeding round, if indeed that's going to be about seeding with the top four seeds. We still don't know for sure, at least I haven't seen, whether we're going to get best of sevens after the initial best of five. What's your take on the way the NHL is going about this?
Well, I think, first of all, Joe, there will be best of seven in the conference championship in the Stanley Cup. That's fine. I do believe they need to engage in best of seven after the play-in round, which is best of five. But I have no problem with this. I mean, there's never going to be a perfect system in what is an imperfect situation. They're just trying to get on with it. I applaud them for trying to move forward to play the actual games. And, you know, the players and owners are on the same page with that. They want to get it done, and they're going to be testing every single day on every single player, which is a lot of testing and a lot of money involved there. I know a lot of people have an issue with that. Testing is freely available for a lot of players. But if you want sports to return, it has to be this way. There's no other way around it, just to contain whatever potential spread there can be. So the Penguins are a team that should benefit by this, even though they have to play in the play-in round. I think Boston, if anyone has a complaint, it should be them. They earned to have the number one record in the NHL throughout the first 70 games, and now they're being asked to play in a round-robin tournament, which may drop them all the way to fourth seed. I don't know that that's the best of situations, but like I said, I'm all for whatever I see. I think the Penguins can be a really good team. They are going to be rested and healthy heading into this, and given a fresh start, I think it'll be good, Ron, for them. And it'll still come down to goaltending. I think that's the most interesting thing about this. Will it be Matt Murray? Will it be Tristan Jarry? And whatever hypothetically happens, we'll determine what happens in the future. If Matt Murray starts and goes on a tremendous postseason run again and they end up winning another cup, how in the world do you part with him? Like, I know a lot of people want to say, okay, this decision is going to be one or the other. Well, we don't know a lot about Jarry in pressure situations, and we may not find out if Murray starts and runs all the way through, Ron.
Well, yeah, I think he's got to be the guy. He would be my guy to start with, and obviously if he plays real well, you're right, it would be awfully hard to let him go at the end of the year, but I don't think they're really worried about the end of the year right now because, you know, they're obviously in a win-is-now mode. But I was interested over the weekend, guys, to read that they are going to test every player every day. And I saw that the tests are supposedly going to cost $125 each, which will lead to, you know, millions of dollars in expense. Now, I'm trusting the NHL, and heaven forbid I trust anybody these days. You know, they've been very careful to say, we are not going to take away from the general public here. So I think they're thinking that these tests are going to be more readily available come when the games start, which probably aren't, you know, to be at least into August. So I think it's interesting that they're willing to foot that kind of expense. I think it's good. I think the number one thing has to be the safety of the players, and it's not always I guess they don't always look at it that way, these teams and people don't look at it that way. They want to look at making their money. So I applaud them for doing that, Joe. And I don't know how it's going to cost them a fortune. There's no doubt. But I think it's a fortune well spent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's almost the only way to do it. is daily testing, but then you get into, you know, what's going to happen here across the country. We haven't seen really an abatement yet. In fact, we've seen some places. As we speak right now, last I checked, Montgomery, Alabama, trouble getting ICU beds there at all. I don't know where else this thing's going to erupt. Is it a great idea to be testing people every day? I don't know what it's going to look like then. Maybe, maybe not. But if you're going to do this, if you're actually going to play, then I think you almost have to. In fact, I do think you have to. If you're going to do it and do it safely, that's got to be part of it. And the thing that I think about when you mention that, Ron, is college athletes again and how pro teams have unions, people representing the athletes themselves, and college teams have none of that. We're going to start college football without daily testing or testing every couple days? Who's going to put the expense for that if they do do it?
Well, I haven't heard any of these other leagues talk about testing every day. In fact, that was one of the issues with the baseball when the owners came out with their 67-page plan on safety, where the players immediately said, we want more testing. And I think the language, something about testing several times a week, and they said, we want more than that. I have not heard any commitment to that. Yeah, your point about the college athletes, I think, is absolutely true. That's why I think it is going to have the hardest time to come back. I just don't know that they're going to foot that kind of expense for these tests, and I don't know who's going to pay for it. So I would think the colleges have a harder time than anybody coming back, Bob. But I do think it's good that the NHL said we're going to do this if they can. And I don't think they're going to be taking away from the general public because they've been very adamant that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think that's a tricky thing. I, you're right, the testing part of this, while you hear that colleges are going to be doing that kind of stuff, I wonder to what degree and how much is necessary. If a sports league determines that they have to have all these guys once a day being tested, I don't know that you can do – I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I just think there seems to be such a lack of testing that how does everyone get all the tests? And I think that's a problem they're going to have to spell out, because I think a lot of people I've seen complain about not being able to get a test when they need a test. And there are a lot of people out there who are in far riskier situations, I guess. If this virus persists, they're going to need tests, and they may not be able to get them, at least not as easily as teams. So another problem to think about, Joe.
Well, I know in Major League Baseball that Mike Trout said this: I don't see us playing without testing every day. And the last we heard of any plan, it was the MLB plan that called for testing multiple times per week, but it didn't specify how many, and that elicited the quote from Trout. Again, I don't see us playing without testing every day. It's just it's hard to fathom that it's going to be possible in any of these sports without that. I mean, remember when the sports world shut down, it was in the NBA, and it was literally spreading among the Utah Jazz almost real time as we spoke. And if you're going to go to all this trouble to get these leagues started, then you have to do everything within your power to try and mitigate an outbreak on one team, because an outbreak on one team is going to cause an entire league to you've no choice then but to sit for a while. Right, Ron?
Well, yeah. I mean, I that's what I said, too, about the baseball. You know, the players immediately came back and said, we want more testing than just multiple times. So, you know, are these tests going to be available? I think there would be an outrage like there was back in when you talked about when sports first shut down. With the testing there, where, you know, nobody in the state of Utah could get it, and all the Jazz players got it like instantly. I don't think they're going to do that in these sports, and I think they're hoping against hope, that there'll be more testing readily available come August or so, whenever you're thinking of starting. Baseball's hoping to start sooner than that, so I don't know, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that either. I just know that, you have to protect the teammates, the people who are going to be there, and that's why you're not going to have fans to start. But I also, I guess I'm encouraged, Ron and Joe, to see that the Korean baseball organization, even though they've had, you know, here and there some pockets of spikes generally in their society over there, the baseball teams keep on playing and keep on testing negative when they've been tested. So there hasn't been much of that. And I followed up on that UFC, the fighter who was tested, and two of his corner men, and it didn't go anywhere else. At least it hasn't to this point, and it's been well over 2 weeks. So, you know, I know you have to be concerned about it, but I think they should have provisions in place so that if somebody gets it, and you'll know if you get tested daily if you have it or not, and then you do the contact tracing that's necessary to find out who you've been around, and you go from there. I don't know that you necessarily have to shut down the entire sport if this happens. Again, I'm basing this on what I see in other sports so far. There may be a way just to quarantine certain people and, again, continue to test to see if it spreads.
Yeah, I'm not saying if one person or even a couple test positive that that'll shut down a sport. But if you see an outbreak on a team, I would. And I'm not sure I trust anything, by the way, that comes out of UFC or the state of Florida at the moment. But that's beside the point. I don't know what would happen. I mean, eventually you're going to have to deal with, are we willing, and we've talked about this before, Bob, and we'll get into this next. Are you willing as a sport to withstand a death? Are you? I mean, we saw in, I think it was Nicaragua in baseball, we saw an outbreak with a team where a manager died and they finally suspended the league. It's got a lot of different people involved in these sports, some older people. Look at baseball. Look at people like Joe Maddon involved, support people all over the place. What are you willing to deal with and still continue a season? Let's talk about that coming up. You can join the conversation, 412-928-9370. 93.7 The Fan is teaming up with the Pittsburgh Knights, give you the chance to take on the best Madden 20 players around with the Madden 20 Fan Open, presented by SchultzFord.com, Pittsburgh's number one online Ford store. Not only will you be testing your skills against high-level competition, you'll also have the opportunity to take down your favorite fan hosts on the virtual gridiron. Head to 93.7thefan.com/Knights to register now. Then play your way through the open qualifier on June 20th. Cook and Joe and Bob.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.